setting up a NodeMQ server. The NodeMCU server, or ESP8266, is an MCU with Wi-Fi and web server functionality. It has two web server modes, namely Station Mode, STA, and Soft Access Point Mode, AP. Before going on further with the modes, let's get into the details of a web server. What is a web server? Typically, a web server's main function is to let web clients access web pages stored in physical media storage. With this setup, most of the transactions are GET requests from the clients accessing a particular web address. They are done through HTTP or Hypertext Transfer Protocol. We'll see this happening when we go to the code section of this article. Operating modes of the NodeMCU, ESP8266. Star Mode. STA or Station Mode operates together with a wireless network or router. This mode makes it possible for the ESP8266 to have several clients, as many as the wireless router can handle. Soft App Mode. In Soft Access Point, Soft AP mode, the NodeMCU establishes its own limited Wi-Fi network. This enables web clients to connect with it directly with limitations on the number of connections, usually 5 clients only. Mixed Mode. Finally, ESP8266 also operates in both Station and Soft Access Point mode at the same time. What are we going to do? We will be covering how to work in Station, STA mode, using NodeMCU, and how to connect with a wireless network. We'll be creating a web server inside our Wi-Fi network. Our clients will be entering through this server, accessing the web pages stored in the NodeMCU. Through this access, we'll be able to determine the client's intention and create some action, such as controlling LEDs. Creating the web pages. The web page we'd like to create inside our NodeMCU is about controlling LEDs. One link turns on an LED while another link turns it off. Preparing the Arduino environment. First, provide the URL. http://arduino.esp8266.com/stable/package_esp8266.com/index.json in the additional boards manager section so that the Arduino ID can use ESP8266 boards. You can do this by going to File Preferences in the Arduino menu. Next, go to Tools, Boards, Boards Manager, then search and install boards for ESP8266. Choose your board from Tools, Board. Be sure to select your correct ESP8266 DV board. Your board properties should be a bit similar to this. The full code. Code explanation. We start by importing the necessary libraries and setting the variable which holds authentication information of our wireless network. The ESP8266 Wi-Fi H header file includes libraries for Wi-Fi functionality, while the ESP8266 web server H includes server and HTTP related libraries. Next, we create a web server object. We'll want to use port 80 for this. We declare a global variable called LEDPIN holding the pin number of the LED that we want to control, and also a variable called LEDStatus to hold its status. The first part of the setup function sets the NodeMCU pin as an output, begins the serial debug port, then begins connecting to the Wi-Fi network. We inform the user if it connected successfully and display the web server's IP address. In the second part of the function, we utilize the server object. Several server.on statements state that whenever we receive a specific HTTP address request, we execute an action through several handler functions. We see here, for example, that the A is actually the root HTTP address. The /leden is another HTTP equivalent address. The handler functions are connect_handler, LED_on_handler, LED_off_handler, and not_found_handler. The loop part starts executing a necessary client handler function server, handle client. After that, we change the status of the LEDs according to the LED status variable that may have been changed in the process. Next, we have the server thon, handler functions declared. you'll see that it changes the LED status variable and executes the server send function. This server send function sends first a status, 200 equals sign OK, then the actual web page through HTTP in HTML format, text HTML. The actual web page is a string type executed by the send client function. Lastly, we have the send client function. This function simply formats the string type HTML web page that the client requests. You'll be able to write your own HTML code through any HTML editor. This web page contains the links required to turn on or off the LED. Once the user presses these links, the client will perform a GET request to the web server with the specified address link. Accordingly, the Node MCU will perform a specific action based on this address link. Please use this website here, www.davidgewatts.com/youtube/esp8266/esp-convertTM.html to convert HTML to Arduino-readable strings. Accessing the web server. After the code has been compiled and uploaded successfully, we'll want to access the web page. See the IP address of the web server through the serial monitor. You should see the web page that you had made. Click on the links and see both the link address and LED change accordingly. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Setting Up a NodeMQ Server. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.